I'm just looking across the desk here at probably one of the most agile people that's ever been in. It's Nicola Curry. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
A dancer, Nicola, obviously.
Yes, I was. I'm no longer on the stage at the minute.
But I could see from even the way you walked through the door that you were, as the man would say, light on your feet.
Well, you're very kind. And this is World Ballet Day as well.
So no
better day to be here with you.
No better day to cross the path of someone so nimble. And, you know, we have a situation whereby people are going to be entertained the length and breadth of Ulster.
They are
by the Maiden Voyage dance.
They are, yes. We have a new show out, especially made for young audiences and their families. And we will be in the Mac in Belfast this Friday and Saturday with that show. It's also going to Theatre at the Mill in Newton Abbey and also Struil Arts Centre in Omagh.
Yeah, you're going to be out and about with it. And you say it's for young people. Are we talking about the very young, like Tots and Mommy's Knee, or older?
Well, we have performed it very successfully to under ones, right the way up to 91. So it's a show that's been made, I suppose, for all ages. But it does appeal particularly to those ages 3 to about 8.
And who's involved in it? Who's actually dancing?
We have 4 wonderful dancers, one of whom, Ryan O'Neill, is from Belfast. They're all professionals who've done their training either in Spain and Greece, in London, and here indeed in Belfast. And they have been working with us over a number of years as company members. And in this show, they dance as a quartet.
You mentioned that this is International Ballet Day. Is the dancing tend to be of a type you'd associate with ballet, or is it something like you would see on X Factor? Because dance in general has become incredibly popular.
It has indeed, and I suppose what we would call what we do contemporary dance, and I suppose is that somewhere in the middle between the ballet world and the kind of the world that you would see on X Factor. It's highly technical. The dancers are highly skilled, but it's a very expressive form of dance.
Now you might laugh when you hear this, but I'm a qualified PE teacher from many decades ago. And one of the strands within physical education which was foisted upon me was dance.
Yes.
You had to learn certain dance routines in order to be able to introduce some children to dance. I tried to avoid the days when we were doing dance in the gymnasium.
I wouldn't believe that.
There were big, hefty lads who all had to go through these routines with a very nimble dance teacher, a bit like yourself. Now, but some fellas were brilliant at it. And guys that you wouldn't have expected to be good dancers, big Gaelic footballer types.
Yeah.
And today's modern athletes really embrace dance.
They do, yes. I mean, dance can provide a lot of benefits for everybody, whether you're a highly trained athlete and just need that something extra, or you are somebody who's looking for a new way to keep fit, that's fun, that's not necessarily, you know, in that kind of enclosed environment in the gym where it's just you and a machine. So it has great benefits both physically, mentally as well. And certainly coming out to see a performance, certainly if anybody's coming to see the show on Saturday, they can stay and play afterwards. So we get a chance to show them how we use the props in the performance, and they get to meet the performers as well, so there's a chance for them to ask any questions.
Yeah, that's a nice idea, where they almost go backstage, or they certainly go onto the stage, and they feel part of it.
Yes, absolutely, they can feel part of it. We'll teach them a little bit of the movement that they see within the performance as well, and they get a chance to sort of be in the spotlight themselves.
And for people who weren't blessed with the opportunity that I was given back when I was, like, you know, 20 years of age, to actually get involved in dance, who may be thinking, and there could be a variety of ages here. Mm-hmm. Can they take a step towards somewhere like your company and say, listen, I would like to be involved in dance. I'd like to have the experience.
Yes, they can. There's numerous ways across Belfast and across Northern Ireland. There's wonderful teachers out there teaching ballet, teaching hip hop, all of whom would be highly skilled. And I would encourage everybody, if you have a notion you'd like to try something, do it.
And you ballet sort of aficionados, if that's the term, don't frown upon the hip hop guy.
No,
or the,
not at all.
The bizarre.
Oh no, not at all. Again, you know what people can do with their physicality is wonderful, and again, everybody, whatever technique they're working in, they're all doing something that they love, and that's really what's important in this life, is to find something that you love to do.
And if you love dance, you will absolutely love it because it is such an expressive form of art. And indeed, it's at the Mac on Friday the 7th. You're there on Saturday the 8th as well. There's the free stay and play session that you've mentioned. And if you're heading north, the Struhl Arts Centre in Omagh on the 20th of October. But before that, Theatre at the Mill, Newton Abbey, Tuesday the 18th of October. And a lot of these events are actually on quite early in the day.
Yes, we have performances on for schools. So we've been bringing a package to schools where we'll come in and do a workshop around the performance. Maybe it's the first time that that group or class are going to come out to see a piece in a theatre setting. And with the help of our facilitators and the dancers who will be out delivering the workshops, they will not be so shy about maybe coming in and sitting and watching a work in the theatre.
Yeah, they've been introduced to it before they actually arrive at the doors of the theatre. And you know, I'm just thinking the funding word.
Yes.
Where is dance when it comes to the pecking order of the arts?
Well, a long time ago, it would have been seen as the Cinderella. I hope that that's slowly changing. And certainly we have been supported by the Arts Council of Northern Ireland and Belfast City Council. And without that support, we wouldn't be able to bring the artists of the calibre that we would commission to make work like this. Quartet for 15 Chairs has been created by Enrique Cabrera. He runs a company in Madrid who are world renowned for their playful and surreal dance productions. So
it's mad musical chairs, isn't it?
It is. It's a wonderful piece of work. And the composer Brian Irvine has made the music for us. And anybody who has heard of him or heard of his music know that he has a very eclectic approach to creating and composing. And it was wonderful to have him as a Northern Irish artist work with Enrique, who's, you know, really well known across the globe for his work.
Well, now you know it's on, and indeed you know that the invitation is out there to you to get involved in not only in this production but in other examples of dance that come to Northern Ireland. Nicola, good seeing you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Fittest woman on the planet.